streaming media for the Mick Shane Rock Show is provided by Justice Hosting Solutions. Visit them on the web at www.justice-hosting.com.
It's the Mick Shane Rock Show, where we play 2 hours of the world's best unsigned artists. Let's get ready to rock with your host, Mick Shane.
And welcome back. We're another Friday night right here on the Mick Shane Rock Show, ready to party down a lot with some unwritten rules, because we have no rules here on the show.
That's right.
Kansas City Band, how's it going, guys?
It's going great. Is this on?
Is this on? Yeah, this some on, of those you kind of got to eat. So,
yeah, how come mine ain't working?
Yeah, you can snuggle up over on the other one there if you really need to. Yeah, starts feeling like my scruffy beard there.
Got a flat tire.
Can you hear me?
All right, so we've got the guys here. Let's go around the table and introduce yourselves to the audience.
Big Daddy Brian Cootney from Sibley, Missouri, brought to you by Mick Shane Rock Show.
What do you do in the band?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm a rock and roll guitar rocker, shredder. Brian Shredder Cootney is what they call me. Back to you, Mick.
This is Nate Watson, lead vocals.
And we got somebody that's not on the mic there.
Am I on here?
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. Nate Watson, lead vocals.
Yeah, Nate.
All right.
Name's Todd. I'm on bass.
Patrick Garrett, drums.
Big T.
Richard.
Pots and pans.
Guitar.
And guitar. All right. So.
Rockin' Richard.
How long have you guys been together?
Sorry, man. We're being entertained by Brian over here.
No, that's okay. That's what it's all about. It's laid back and fun and yeehaw.
We've been together since 2005, except for Nate. He joined us in 2008.
Newbie.
The newer, the greenhorn.
FNG.
Yeah, no, newbie. 2008.
It was 2008. January of 2008.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. And where is everybody from Kansas City, basically, I take it? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And how did you all kind of come to know each other? Schools, friends?
Well, I grew up with Todd. I met him my sophomore year in high school. Pat, okay. 20 years ago?
Yeah.
Yep.
And then Todd introduced us to Brian, and we...
A day we'll never forget.
Yeah.
A day that will live on in infamy, right?
And yeah. How we met Nate was, he hired us for his wife's birthday party, and he came up to us and asked us if he'd go karaoke in between our sets.
And I didn't ask. I just grabbed the mic.
How much you pay to sing it?
He says that now.
No, I hired these guys sight unseen,
$2,500,
to come play for my wife's 30th birthday, and I was bullshitting with Pat before the show while they were setting up, and I said, you know what kind of music do you guys play? Oh, rock. Well, you guys any good? Yeah, well, we're pretty good. We're pretty good.
Get it out.
Anyway, some people might be listening to this, so. Later on in the night, it was in between the second and third set, and I was playing the music in between the sets, and I ended up grabbing the mic and singing a couple songs. And after the show, they said, you know, we like what we hear, and would you be interested in coming up and jamming with us and checking it out? So I went up there a couple weeks later, and that night they were like, you're in if you want in. You want in? I said, hell yeah, I want in. So that's how it started, just like that.
I thought he begged us.
Right on.
It should have been that way, but it didn't
happen. No, he begged us. I remember him begging.
Yeah. He said something about, can I?
That's why he's got dirty knees.
What do I need to do to get in the band?
Dirty knees.
And what are your influences musically for you guys?
Well, I grew up in the 80s, liking the hair bands, but I told myself back then I'm going to keep with today's music, so today's music, you know, I follow.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. Motley Crue was a big influence of mine.
Oh, yeah.
Being a drummer, Tommy Lee.
Motley.
Yep, Motley Crue.
Good stuff.
Ditto.
Perry Como.
Perry Como for Todd.
The same way with Richard. You know, we grew up together. We listen to the same music, and I'm the same way he is. I just kept up with all the new stuff that's coming out. Really enjoy it. So
they were huge Poison fans.
Dude, don't make me tell everybody about your Cyndi Lauper library.
Oh, man.
Hey, girls just want to have fun.
And we're talking about, like, influence as far as, like, the type of sound and things of that nature. I like to put a little Godsmack into it, some Metallica, you know, that kind of feel to the music. As far as, like, lyrics and stuff, I pull a lot of... I related to Maynard James Keenan a long time ago, back in 92, when I found Tool and I followed them. They've been my favorite band for forever now. And
Sober, I mean, one of my favorite songs.
One of the best ever made, oh, yeah. I agree. Yeah, and it's like, you know, he pulls a lot of, you know, religion and things of that nature, not conforming for the sake of conforming and whatnot. So I like to put a lot of that into the lyrics that I write. So.
He's just doing what he does, and he doesn't care.
Can you not hear me?
Not we can now. You now.
Now we can. Is it my turn?
I'll
yes,
eat the mic.
Turn. I was influenced by P.O.T. from G.O.D. I'm influenced now. Great White Buffalo! Great White Buffalo!
You're going to have to start saying, this say is tangent. Brian, before you say anything, just so they know that's who's speaking.
I've been influenced by Ted Nugent and Rush. Sorry,
Rush,
Pat.
Good
Rush.
Daddy.
Brian's the 70s.
Man. Yeah, I like Rush. And you know, Ted Nugent's the stuff, man. I remember seeing him on stage when in, you know, Flaming Arrow. Into a guitar and just
right.
What the heck? I mean, you know, what the heck is that? Yeah, this is just awesome, right. You know.
But now turn away though. You had to watch it.
You had to.
I enjoy Slash now. I'm a Slash fan.
Who doesn't, right?
Yeah. So that's what I'm.
Well,
into.
He's about the only thing surviving that train wreck of GNR.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, and he had to change to keep moving on. So
now that drummer,
you're about to say conform again, weren't you?
But we don't conform in these parts.
All right, moving on to your guys' music. You've got some original stuff here that we're going to be playing on the show. First one up on the list is Broken Hero. Anything you want the fans to know how that came about or what it means?
We'll let Pat talk about that.
That's all Pat right there.
That's all Pat.
This song, it's derived from 2003, I lost my nephew in Iraq. He was 20 years old, and just, you know, wanted to write something that, you know, just honored him, the troops, you know, supporting the troops, because that's what we should do. We're all Americans.
Right on, brother. Right on. And what do you say to that?
You play it.
You play it.
Amen.
All right, here we go.
Spin
Broken
that.
Hero, Unwritten Rules, right here on the McShane Rock Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more stuff coming up.
Right on.
Survival mode. Listening to the Mick Shane Rock Show.
Hi, it's Fitz with Slap Chop.
Yeah, didn't you ever watch that show? You know, every time I think this guy's going to go away, he keeps reappearing on those nightly infomercials. I thought after the whole hooker thing that this guy would be gone in history. He'd done tarnished his stuff, but...
That's the ShamWow.
Yeah, yeah, well... You know, he's playing ninja now with the slap chop, you know. All right, we're back. You're listening to the Mick Shane Rock Show. I'm Mick Shane. We're in the studio with Unwritten Rules, Kansas City band.
Hey, Mick.
That was their one of their original songs, Broken Hero. And here we go, segment two of the show. Hope everybody's enjoying it. All right, guys, it's up to you. We're flying by your seat of the pants.
I guess we're going to run through a little history right here. I think I'm getting a call. Oh, not prenatal, though, right?
Not prenatal.
Nothing prenatal.
Okay.
I think I missed the whole
before Nate.
Well, we started out doing as covers, so this way we just wanted to be a cover band, and we won the cover wars that Kilroy put on. And then for some reason we got a...
Wild Shout out, Jim!
Then somehow we got a wild hair in our butt and decided to start doing originals, and then we started going for the club wars. And then with that in mind, we were able to open up for Steven Adler.
Right on.
Then we crossed paths with Tom Caprifoli with KC Productions, mm-hmm. who was able to hook us up with National Acts with Silverstone in a Good Fight.
Right on.
We just played at Aftershock last week, right? Two weeks ago?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks
ago. The 14th.
That's a good little venue there from what I hear.
Yeah.
I haven't been in there, but I hear it's a really good place to be.
The sound there is amazing.
And the lights, and there's all kinds of fog. And
now, it doesn't look very big from the road. Is it bigger inside than what it looks like on the outside?
They remodeled it, and it's a lot bigger now.
Awesome.
They just recently remodeled it.
It's still not real big, though. I mean, it's a small club.
It's just the right size.
But yeah.
Personable. 400 people in there, and it's a packed house, and that's what we like to play to.
Are we talking about a bar?
A good vibe.
Keep up, Brian.
Okay.
All
right.
That's Brian with a dumb question again.
Just sing over there, Brian. Just sing.
Light.
Mercy.
We've been lucky every step. I mean, the thing about playing covers, because when we play the bars, we're playing 4 hours.
Right.
You know, we're your basic bar band. And with us being able to play our originals mixed in with covers, it gets out to the masses a lot easier.
But we're not your basic
bar
band.
You said basic.
Did I say basic?
You did.
Yes, you did. That is everything that we despise. We want...
Yeah.
No, seriously. When you come... If you come see us... at a bar gig and we're playing 3 hours of music, I mean, we want you to walk away thinking that wow, that was something that I don't see when I go to bars.
Yeah, we still try to make
it
a
band,
a rock show, you know.
Yeah, because we're not a party band or a dance band, we're more of a concert band.
Right.
So
on.
When you're going there, you're not there really dancing, you're there to throw the horns.
Throw the horns and just get down. And
now there are dancing though.
There is. And there's attempted dancing.
Right.
Yeah. And then,
names.
And then there's the listen or next time he's naked dancing, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's always walking a fine line with playing songs that appeal to the masses and at the same time that satisfy us as artists that play something that
we enjoy.
Like touch us, you know, that bands that we dig
and sounds that, you know, sounds that we appreciate and that we respect, and we want to go out there and, oh, Brian, you're distracting me.
Now
you realize I'm on the air here.
Now the Kansas City scene for a while seemed to kind of take a dive, you know. And does it seem like to you guys out playing that it seems like it's picking back up again this past year and a half, 2 years?
For us, it definitely has. I mean, when we're playing places, we're playing full houses,
right?
And I don't know if it's the style of music we're playing or just our presence alone, because, you know, well, as everybody knows, you could have your classic bands out there, they're everywhere,
right,
and that's just what makes us different than everybody else.
Exactly. Yeah. And there are a lot of good venues have been coming up. I mean, the newer stuff, you know, Damage Control's been out there. It was The Pig. It was Eric's. It was originally Neener's. The old Nightlife, you know, with Sticks and Stones. Are they still out there? But I don't think they do any live bands out there. But
Damage Control does. Yeah, we haven't played there, though.
Right. But
we've been invited, but the schedule hasn't
it's always
permitted.
Conflicting.
Yeah.
I thought it was a biggie.
But, yeah, you know, you see a lot of the existing bars that have bands, you know, on a regular basis. They're trying to branch out and have more rock bands. And then you see a lot of venues open up where they're just exclusive rock bars, and we can dig that too. So,
yeah, and that was something that you used to be able to find, you know, just about every city in Kansas City.
Yeah,
a long time ago, you could go anywhere and find a rock bar that was playing, you know, rock every four or five nights a week.
Yeah, you had it down in Westport. And you headed up north of the river at Chateau Inn.
The old Chateau Inn.
We were there. Todd and I used to go every Friday and Saturday night with our group of friends.
That was a good place to go.
That was our hangout.
That was Todd and Richard that went.
The first time I went into
that
bar.
Group of friends.
Because I was the old Nightlifer guy.
You were still too young.
I hung out at Nightlife.
I was 12. And
yeah, that was 1969.
Nightlife.
I
wasn't
born.
Up on 24 Highway?
Yeah.
Sticks and Stones.
Yeah,
I'm a Nightlife.
I'm a Nightlifer. And so, you know, we'd close down Nightlife and take a trip over to Show
Rare,
to Win.
Rare hair.
Yeah. Remember Lucifer's? It was there before Nightlife. It was Donnie's dad that used to own that. It was a biker bar, and Creek ran him out. And basically, that's why
you're older than me.
Yeah.
Wow.
But the Show to Inn was great because the first time I was there, buddy of mine, like, you got to go to the Show to Inn, man. That place is rocking. And we go in there, and they card me at the door. And before he ever handed me back my driver's license, they were carried out like three different people. They had bounced out.
Yeah.
I go, really? Oh, yeah, okay.
That's my type of joint.
That's probably one of our friends.
Yeah.
Wally? Todd, was you carried out?
No, it'd be Wally.
That'd be Wally.
The perfect venue. Have you played it yet, or...
Well, we've played the Uptown, we've played Voodoo, and we played Aftershock.
I like the Voodoo, Aftershock.
Those
they just keep getting better as we go along. I mean, none of us ever expected to be as far as we are right now.
So, and the fun is still in it, I take it.
Oh,
it's all about
me. Oh, yeah.
You know, when we were younger, it was all about cutting the CDs, getting out there, getting played, getting known. When we started this band, it was, we're doing this for fun only.
And that's where you see a lot of the most success is when people have taken the money equation out of it and say, hey, I just want to play, man. Yeah.
Right, because we never expected this. You know, we were fine playing in, you know.
In the Itsy Bitsy Room.
In the Itsy Bitsy Room in Excelsior, you know, just jamming once a night, hanging out with the guys.
That's what it all started out was just us getting together once a week and just jamming and having fun, drinking beer and kind of reminiscing about the old days, and it just... What was it? We were asked to play at a bar. I mean, it was a little hole in the wall. And it was like, 75 people allowed in that place?
Yeah.
And
it looked like a one wide trailer.
Yeah. And it was just packed.
Let's not name the bar.
Yeah. It was just packed.
Was it in Lawson? Oops. Slipped.
It was just packed. And we're like, all right, this is good. And then Brian hooked us up out at the Red Dog with Rachel out there. And we started playing that. And it just started.
The Red Dog.
Buckner, Missouri.
My high school girlfriend works out there.
At the Red Dog?
Yes.
I know her very well.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he didn't.
I just playing.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, yeah, go out there and say hi to Cheryl sometime.
We don't go out there.
Yeah, we don't play there any longer.
Cheryl? No, you don't play out there no more.
It took us 2 years to get ourselves worked into the city.
Yeah, worked into the city, and we're not going back out. Only for the Old Lake Bash.
Yeah.
Old Lake Bash.
Means we're over here in Olathe. It's a long drive out there, and I'm not doing any drinking that far out.
That was another great thing. Jason Bradley, which is the drummer with the GNR Paradise City Band, he hooked us up with the Lake Bash Festival up in Memphis, Missouri. It's the first
hometown
weekend, first weekend of August, and that was great.
That's Pat's hometown.
Yes.
Now, do you, festivals, do you do those very often, or is that just one of the few that, or one of the only ones? Or
that's the only one we've been invited to so
far. Would you love to do more?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Those
absolutely.
Outdoor event type stages are awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. That was great.
We
except,
did,
for the, except for the heat.
Well, you know, in Memphis, Memphis is unique because it's way out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Northeast Missouri, there's...
And there's 2,000 people.
2,000 people.
Counting cats and dogs. But so, there were 2,000, 3,000 people at the show.
And there was 500 beer gardens.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. But, you know, but everybody road trips up there. Everybody camps on site. So they listen to rock.
Right.
They rock out all day long. And then we break down the big stage, set up the side stage, get the acoustic guitars out and rock until the sun
comes It's a whole nother feel. And for any band that hasn't played in an outdoor venue to set up like that, they have to just... Because it's awesome. Martin City Meltdown used to be that way.
Right.
Those were just awesome shows that they put on out there as well.
Yeah, and Jason does a great job up there of bringing in kick-ass bands.
Yeah.
Getting it all set up with the T-shirt sales. They were making T-shirts as people were buying
them. On-site. It was very impressive.
If somebody wants to buy a T-shirt from Unwritten Rules, do you have those available?
Yeah, you just go to our Facebook page or MySpace, Twitter, wherever... Reverb Nation.
So let's see. The MySpace page is myspace.com /unwritten rules.
And it's RULZ.
RULZ.
And that's same with Facebook and the same with ReverbNation.com /unwritten rules.
Okay.
They could download our music. They could download
CDs.
Phone. What's this called? Phone tone?
Oh, it's not ringtone. Phone tones.
Ringtone.
What's a phone tone?
You dumber than a bag of
E.T.
hammer.
E.T. phone tone.
We got coolies. We got CDs. We got shirts and thongs and stuff.
We don't have
buy phones. It now. Call 1-800. Have your credit card ready.
Phone tone.
Phone tone.
No, but it's all out there. We've got all the swag, all the paraphernalia, and it's all available online. Just hit us up, and you can pay through PayPal. We can get it in the mail.
We got a PayPal account set up, so that's why you can pay through there, and
it's safe and secure.
Or just come to a show. We've always got stuff at shows too.
Awesome, and we'll be talking about your gigs coming up, gigs that people can see you after this next song, which is "Feel Me Now."
Yeah,
another original.
And you know,
Feel Me Now. This is the song that put us on the top 26.
Awesome.
In Kansas City. So
Reverb.
Yeah, and it was this one came organically, man. I mean, this is one. I mean, seriously, we wrote
exactly. So many things I
you
can
hit
say.
It right on there
organically.
Organically,
take that how you will.
What are
but
your
no,
influences?
Seriously, I mean, I wrote these lyrics one day. I went to practice on. I wrote it on Sunday. We went to practice on Wednesday. It was perfected by Wednesday at the end of practice, and this is what you hear.
Just one of those that just fell together, just
and
perfect.
It is. Yeah. It's a lift you up.
Because he came up with the lyrics. We sat down. We nailed it out. Showed everybody the following week at practice, and it was done.
And it's our favorite song, and I think I can speak for our fans. It's probably a lot of their favorite song, too. So.
All right. Well, let's give the listeners a listen. Feel Me Now and Unwritten
Rules.
Feel Me
Now. Feel it.
Mick Shane Rock Show. Rock on. Planet Earth.
Back, bring her, bang your head up and down.
does it take to make you make your back breaker? Bang your head, yeah, up and down like it's your money maker. You feel me all the time, oh girl, you're looking fine. Let me hear you scream for more while I kick this rhyme. Feel me now, when the work it out, does it make you feel tough? Can you feel me now? When the cricket to 11, does it make you feel better? Can you feel me now? Does it feel you out? Do you feel like you're living? Feel me now, yeah. When the cricket to 11 doesn't make you feel better, can you feel me now? Does it feel you out? Do you feel like you're living? Feel me now. Yeah, 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 yeah. Feel me now. When you work it out, doesn't make you feel tough? Feel me now. When the cricket to 11 doesn't make you feel better, feel me now. Does it feel you out? Do you feel like you're living? Feel me now. Yeah.
Do you like chili? Really hot chili? Then you should try O'Malley's new really f***ing hot chili. That's right, O'Malley's new really f***ing hot chili is so hot it's guaranteed to burn the roof of your f***ing mouth or your money back. Made from the hottest jalapenos, spices, and peppers. After just one bite, you'll say, wow, that's the hottest f***ing chili I've ever tasted. That's O'Malley's new really f***ing hot chili. From the makers of goddamn good chowder and ass-kicking soup. Pick some up at your f***ing grocer today. Remember, if it's not O'Malley's, it's not that f***ing hot.
If it rocks, really rocks. You're listening to the Mick Shane Rock Show.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the Mick Shane Rock Show. Friday night, Unwritten Rules. Man, we are partying in that house. The word for the day, people. Now, write this down because we're going to quiz you on it at the end of the show. The word of the day is
booger.
Booger.
It's really beep chili.
And
I thought it was organic.
So whenever you hear the word booger, then you'll know that everything is key and kosher and ready to party. All right, unwritten rules, gigs.
Booger.
Got any coming? Yeah, something just flashed back to, like, Nerds.
No kidding.
You got any upcoming gigs that people can come out and see you?
Yeah, we play minimum of 2 times a month. We're nonstop.
Awesome.
Pat's pulling them up right now. We have...
Attempting.
Tomorrow, we have this Friday night at the Uptown for the Kansas City Rock and Metal Fest.
Okay.
Then the following Friday night, we're at Harley and Horses, north of the river, off Parvin Road.
That's a good little place out there from what I hear.
Yes. Yeah, we had a blast playing out there. And then towards the end of the month, I can't remember if it's the third week or the fourth week, Nick's pulling it up, but we're playing both weekends at the end of the February. One is Eclipse in Raytown. And the other is Aaron's Pub in Independence.
Okay.
And then in March, we're playing...
Flamingo.
Oh, you got it?
Flamingo, Harley and Horses, Aaron's Pub again.
Yeah, we just kind of got a whole roundabout thing
going on. A nice little list going on there. All good venues, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everybody can check out our events. If they go to the band page on Facebook, the musician band page, they hit the events tab and everything's
become
listed
a fan.
Out there.
Become a fan, yeah. Fan, you know... Join their group, fan up, like up, whatever you do friend on up. Facebook, exactly. Friend up. Friend
it's
up.
Free, and it's we won't free. Stalk you.
It doesn't cost you anything but your email address, your credit card number, and your home. No. And your soul.
Nate, you're a profile stalker.
We will steal your soul.
All right, guys.
We can't stalk everybody. There's too many.
Nice. Well,
really?
Yeah.
You guys have
silence awkward
ever do like new material? What's your span for putting out new songs? You got anything in the works that's coming up that you're going to release? Or
we're running about 2 months late because we're supposed to start back in December.
God, my ex-wife yeah. told me that once and scared me.
Whoops!
But no, we play a lot of our new songs. We play them when we're out in the bars, when we're doing our other stuff. So this way we can see the response we get off of them for one before we go into the studio and burn them. And plus, it's like Nate and I were talking the other day, when we're playing them live, the songs even mature even more. So this way we could get a better product at the end.
I mean, right, if you think about it, I mean, with us trying to walk this fine line here between being a bar band and playing covers that everybody's going to like and trying to get our our original new stuff out there, you know, it's it we have to keep putting new covers out, and because that's what a lot of our fans, a lot of the bar owners that book us, that's they expect that. And at the same time, we have to wean in our original stuff too. And you know, and being unsigned and not having a contract and being on tour and all that stuff, which call me. you know, we all have full-time gigs. We're working 40-50 hours a week, you know, to make a living.
Right.
You know, family. So you got that with you know, and then I have kids and all that stuff.
I have kids.
I mean, we all have kids.
Except
but
Brian's.
My point is that we're busy outside of the music. So we have to use our live performances as practice time a lot of times, you know, where we've got a pretty good idea how we want this new song to sound, but we're going to start playing it live. It's good, you know, but it's going to grow, it's going to mature, and it'll turn into something that we'll be proud
of.
Who's
your best audience than your audience? I mean, you right. know, your critics, you know. Hey,
absolutely.
I'm going to throw this little bass line lick in here, or I'm going to change up this little, just, you know, little extra kick, or, you know, whatever.
And then they clap.
If you've been to one of our practices, you'd know.
And Brian gives them the clap.
And that's the way most musicians are. Right. I mean, always think they suck. I mean, there's a few that don't think they suck, but yeah. You know,
absolutely.
Most generally, 90% of them will go, man, I just suck, and it'll be the greatest thing since sliced bread. So.
Yeah, we're our
and the other
critics.
Ones have the biggest egos ever.
Yeah, and they're the ones that
look at me.
Did he look at you when he said that, Brian?
I don't know what he
said. Oh, snap. I saw the fire fly out of the eyes right across the room there.
Are you loads of it?
Did you feel it, people?
Loads of it.
So what do you think about the Scorpions?
Rock you like a hurricane!
Yeah, they announced that they're quitting. They're quitting.
Yeah. They'll be back.
I thought they already quit.
You know,
I'm
it's like
Kiss.
It's the never-ending tour.
I kind of thought the same. I was like, they're quitting? The last new thing I heard from him was
been out of the loop. I don't know.
Back when the Berlin Wall dropped.
Yeah. youngest member in the band. I didn't know that was a band. Scorpions. Who are they?
I know who Scorpions is.
Yeah, they were around when Deep Purple was around.
Who's Deep Purple?
What?
Deep what?
All right, back to unwritten rules.
You are old.
All right, we've got the weekly beer song coming up, which always happens halfway through the show.
Booger,
you guys get to partake in the weekly beer song. It's a weekly staple that's been around since 2007. Our fans love it. And won't you?
Yeah, 2007. 2007.
I've got my own echo.
Did we get to sing?
Talk yeah, back do. Over there, man.
Yeah, welcome to my life,
Mini Mick. Mini Mick.
If we had a picture, if you could see, that would be perfect. Because if he scrunches down just below the control stand just a little bit more, and starts doing Title Max commercials, we'd have Mini Mick. I will call him Mini Mick. It's a freaking microphone.
Freaking microphone.
No humping the microphone.
No humping the microphone.
All right. Next one. Next song's up, Psycho Bitch.
Yeah.
What? You know, by the name of the song,
as
you
for
can,
all the ladies.
You yeah. Can come up with how this one came around.
I wrote this one about my mom and.
Wow.
Oh, dude.
Not really. Greatest woman on earth.
We do love you, ladies.
But it's funny.
So it really is to the ladies. Hello, ladies. This is your song?
Well, I mean,
it's all about dogs.
Listen to the lyrics, and any man on this planet will understand. They have been there, done that.
It's a man song.
All right. We're going to do some
Just 4 days a week, not every day of the line.
Psycho Bitch, Unwritten Rules. We'll be back with the weekly beer song.
Flip the switch.
Yeah, rock on.
Planet Earth. I saw
Streaming media for the Mick Shane Rock Show is provided by Justice Hosting Solutions. Visit them on the web at www.justice-hosting.com.
All right. You know what time it is? I know what time it is. It's time for the weekly beer song. Mr. Pink and the Fuzzy Wiggles. Yeah. Put them up. Elbows up. Drink them down. We'll be back with more Unwritten Rules.
Zima, because we won't touch the stuff. Beer with a lime, beer with a lemon, beer with really hairy women, beer with pizza, beer with golf. Why is it always the fattest guy at the ballgame the first one to take his shirt off? Silver bullet, life is good when your gut's full of it. Drinking beer's our favorite thing. With a sweet bikini team, don't let that smooth taste fool you. Don't the Clydesdale horses scare you? Beer with a lime, beer with a lemon, beer on Christmas and Thanksgiving, beer with both, beer at the beach, as long as there's a beer free. Keystone MGD, Red Bull, Blue Bull, and OE, Avita, Takata, and Purple Haze, Miller High Life from Summer Days, Phyllis White, Pale and Grand Cru, Pete Swigadale, Bohemia 2, Lone Star Jacks, and Red Stripe, I feel like a beer tonight. Drink our beer while we're here on Earth, and we'll beer in heaven. And all your beer dreams come true, and all your six packs turn to seven. So many beers around the world, one thing is clear to be. The beer that tastes the best by far is the beer that's free. Oh yeah!
And artists, submit your material at mickshanerockshow.com.
All right, welcome back. Mick Shane Rock Show, Unwritten Rules, Friday night. Hope everybody's enjoying their night and partying and having a great time. Drink responsibly. Weekly beer song. Don't drink and drive. Designate, arrive alive. That's our motto, so you all can see Unwritten Rules in their upcoming gigs.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah. Drive safely.
All right, guys, it's your show.
Booger.
It's the Unwritten Rules Show this week.
Brought to you by Kleenex.
Brought to you by crap. Wow.
Yeah.
At least he didn't say Vaseline on there.
That just happened. Hi, New York. Give me a call. 816-529-4571. Bye-bye.
Ouch.
That just happened.
Yep. Our good old affiliates out in New York. AM 9030, The Cockroach. Thanks, everybody. Been around forever. DJ, great guys, great listeners.
Good deal.
Cool. You can listen to them on The Cockroach, 8 a.m. Eastern time every Saturday.
Is this Saturday Eastern?
Eastern time.
Wow.
Yeah. So
we're in Pacific. Where are we at right now?
We're
Central.
Central right now.
Wow.
Talk about some jet lag.
What's in that Taco Bell meat?
I've been on that tour bus too long.
It's been a little bit of a while since we've been back, so.
Life out of a suitcase. Gotta love it.
Yeah. Brian keeps throwing his bunk sock on my side.
That's yeah. full of stuff.
Well, they share a bunk. And there's an empty bunk.
We don't judge here, do we?
I thought we were in the tree. Are we not?
You was in my circle of trust. Now you're not. You're out of the circle of trust.
That's an anklet, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's a no-show.
Oh, my God.
Booger. Yeah. Booger.
Taco Bell.
Brought to you by Taco Bell.
And we use real cows.
Not 30% cow.
They've gone by the way of oatmeal. Just add water, instant meat.
Yes. Mm.
All the women will be wanting it now.
It
still tastes good.
You need to try that, Brian.
I do. Woo! Put some water on my meat.
There you go. It might grow.
I never thought of that. Ouch.
She shrinks.
All right, so what's going on? Let's see. Hopefully this summer we're supposed to have our full-length CD put out. So it'll be available online, in stores.
The goal is in the spring, June, to have it on disc and
so
available to the public.
So look for it in the fall.
Wow. Very
good.
Just being honest.
That's a good standby right there.
We do need sponsors.
Now, so we're in the midst
of... No, we don't need sponsors. Yes, we do.
We know what the originals are. We're
7 of 11. We want to have 11 tracks ready. For that new CD, we want to have 11 tracks ready. We have about 7 right now. We need to get 4 of them recorded.
Yeah, that shouldn't be no problem.
That's a tall order.
Like no problem, tall order. No problem, tall.
We knocked out 5 in what, 1 month?
Like I said, fall.
Yeah.
Well, it'll happen. And look out when it does.
Yeah. You're going to tear it up, and you're going to love it, and you're going to dance, and you're going to buy it.
He's insane.
Yes. He is. That's why I play guitar.
Right on.
Right on. That goes to you, Kilroy. Right on.
He's got a little Wolfman Jack action going on there.
That's all right. He's got all kinds of action.
Right.
Wolfman
right.
Crack.
Yeah, it's a Saturday night special with Wolfman Jack.
He's out of Adderall right now.
Here's a little bit of mine. But, yeah.
No, I mean, there's people we're thankful for to getting us where we're at. I mean, of course, there was Jim Kilroy, as Brian just shouted out. And there's Tom Copperfully with KC Productions. And all the bars that support us 100%.
And
our family
on
and friends.
On top of,
more than anything,
our family and friends have been our core. You know, when we didn't have fans, it was our family and friends that come out and at least fill the room and listen to us.
And that's the unheard side of the story for most, you know, bands. When you're starting out, nobody knows who you are. You get the few stragglers that are regulars in these bars and stuff. But it is your family and friends. It's the sacrifices that they give up, you know,
while
you're playing and the time away. But then as you grow your base, you know, then it's like, wow, I've got all my fans. But it's great you guys look back and you go, hey, you know, this is where we're from, and this is who helped us, you know, at the very start.
Right? I mean,
and we're not too far from where we came from. I mean, we've come a long way in a short amount of time.
Okay,
but now,
I was on board.
We're straight from Kansas City in Olathe.
And what did I say? I don't get it. But now we can. I mean, we can legitimately say we have a fan base, you know. I've heard the bands thank them all their life. You know, it's the fans, and that's 100% true, man. I mean, for filling the room and giving us energy when we're on stage and making it a party and making it worth, you know, something worth coming out to see. It doesn't happen without the fans.
Do you guys ever see yourselves doing like the Craig Ferguson show?
Who's that?
That's real late night.
I'm
an insomniac. You know, he's the one opposite of Conan and Dave.
Oh, we're trying to work our way up to the metal show.
Hey, they're in town this weekend.
Yeah, we're trying to get on the metal show with Florentine there.
No, what Nate was saying, our family and friends is a big deal. I can remember going when we played...
a bar up north, and it was just our family?
When we played Voodoo and opened for Steven Adler, who, you know, was in the biggest rock band in the world, and there was probably 75 people there that had Unwritten Rules shirts on.
Nice.
You know? I mean, it was,
hey, you know,
it doesn't matter that, you know, he had his lapses and
he's yeah. out of the band now or whatever.
Respect, you know, respect.
He still they kicked ass that night, and it was a great show, and it was cool that you know our family and friends come out and support us and wear our gear and
yeah, they're everywhere.
For and spread the word. Spread the word, man.
For those that don't know Steven Adler, he was the drummer in Guns N' Roses.
I think everybody knows that.
Adler's
well,
epitaph.
I'm just checking, you know, some people don't.
And it was a school night, first day of school. Oh. And everybody showed up.
No, it was the first day of school the next day, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, I'm laughing just thinking
yeah,
it was like, you know.
I didn't know he what just you're talking says, about either.
Walked uphill in the winter barefooted 2 miles.
And I, you know, when we talk about sacrifices, our families, I think, have sacrificed the most. I think
absolutely.
We could all attest to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Particularly sure. Nate. You got 3 kids at home and a wife. You know, yeah, you get a few songs. A
couple dogs.
But yeah, we...
one dog now.
It's hard.
One dog now?
You know my dog died.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she snap.
Shout out to Morena.
We're doing this
13
on,
years
on
old.
Air.
Best dog I've ever had. Marina.
We're not going to play country.
Did not
are
know.
All right. No. So anyway, as I was saying, families really sacrificed quite a lot from us.
Yes.
They've allowed us to go and practice once a week. You know, that's taken away from them, the family, what we do at the house. It also takes away from my kids' activities. I think the other guys, too. I think Richard would attest to that, wouldn't you, Richard?
What's that?
No. Oh, wait.
He don't like his kids.
We practice at your house. Oh,
he said something about me not paying attention. I don't know what he said. I wasn't listening.
No, I mean, we all make sacrifices. Yeah. I mean, Nate, Todd, Pat, myself.
Yeah, Brian. You know, and
I don't.
Just real quick, I mean, on that sacrifice, yeah, we sacrifice, but at the same time, I've got a 7-year-old boy and a 10-year-old boy. And they think it's the coolest effing thing in the world
oh, yeah.
that daddy sings in a rock
just like
band.
Dylan, he wears
right. You know, if I stopped, they'd be disappointed. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I'm going to keep doing it, and they're going to do it. And I mean, my 7-year-old plays drums. My 10-year-old plays guitar. And
right
you
know, on.
I'm going to show the Brady's how it's really done.
And the kids wear our colors. The kids wear our colors to their schools, and you know they brag about us, too. So
oh, yeah.
Colors.
I hear about that, too. Oh, by the way, well, maybe I shouldn't mention this. My son has a teacher who goes and sees us once in a while.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I just didn't want to mention it.
Well, she...
But I did.
Appreciate it.
I didn't mention his name, so cool.
Is she hot?
Yes.
That reminds me.
I'm
like,
hot for Tito.
Yeah. Hey, isn't it Eddie Van Halen's birthday today? Hey, salute. Or was that yesterday?
I don't know
either.
I don't think
somebody posted it up
either
on the Facebook, and I just kind of said, okay.
Is it?
I have no idea. Okay. The last time I read on them, they were getting ready to go in the studio with David Lee Roth. Have fun with that, boys.
Oh, out. Yeah.
I'm going to give a shout-out to the Marriott family. They're out in St. Louis struggling with the Bradley baby. And so shout-out to y'all.
Shout.
Amen.
Shout. Rock
amen
on.
Amen.
All right, we're going to play Break Stuff. One of your cover
Limp
tunes.
Biscuit,
one of
our. Give me something to break.
Yeah, it's a fan favorite.
Okay, I'll let you pick this one up. Break favorite. Stuff or Lit Up? Or
throw some biscuit at him.
Throw some yeah booger. Let's throw some booger.
You want a booger?
Brought to you by Kleenex.
Want to do Lit Up then?
Yep.
All right. Because
this will be it. This will be the last song we get to play on the show. So
oh,
I want to make it worth it.
Oh.
Lit Up or Break Stuff? What is it?
Metallica.
Metallica.
Break Stuff.
Break Stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
I guess I'm
one,
loaded.
Two, a one, two, three.
Here we go. Break Stuff, Unwritten Rules, right here on the McShane Rock Show. We'll be right back as we wrap up stuff. Don't go nowhere.
You don't want to wake up. It's fucked. Everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify. Ripping someone's set off. No human contact. And if you interact, your life is on contract. Your best bet is to stay away, motherfucker. Just one of those days. It's all about the he said, she said bullshit. I think you better quit, let shit slip. You'll be leaving with a fat lip. It's all about the he said, she said bullshit. I think you better quit talking that shit, blah. It's just one of those days, feel like a freight train. First one to complain, leaves with the blood stain. Damn right, I'm a maniac. You better watch your back, cause I'm fucking up your program. And if you're stuck up, you're just locked up. Next in line to get fucked up. Your best bet is to stay away, motherfucker.
days. It's all about a he said, she said bullshit. I think you better quit, let shit slip. You be leaving with a fat lip. It's all about a he said, she said bullshit. I think you better quit talking that shit, punk. So come and get it. I feel like shit. My suggestion is to keep your distance, cause right now I'm dangerous. We've all felt like shit, been treated like shit. And all you motherfuckers that wanna step up, hope you know I'll pack a chainsaw to get your ass raw. And my day keeps going this way, I just might break something tonight. Like a chainsaw to get your ass raw. I just might break something tonight, like a chainsaw. Skin your ass raw. If my day keeps going this way, I just might break your fucking face tonight. Give me something to break. Give me something to break. Give me something to break. I got your fucking face. Hope you know I'm packing chainsaw. A chainsaw. Motherfucking chainsaw. So come and get it. It's all about the he said, she said bullshit. I think you better quit. Let shit slip. You'll be leaving with the fat lip. It's all about the he said, she said bullshit. I think you better quit talking that shit, punk. So come and get it.
Can you feel that? Can ya? Can ya? That's the sound of pure headbanging rock and roll!
And welcome back. Mick Shane Rock Show, Unwritten Rules. Yeah. Guys, I appreciate you guys making the trek all the way down here in South Olathe, Kansas, to the Pickled Livered Studios tonight. You guys rock.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mick, for having us. I really appreciate it.
The liver is pickled.
You guys have any parting words for your fans and listeners and all that?
Stay true, have fun, and rock the F out.
Yeah.
Come see us.
Live long and prosper.
You know, shout out to all the bars that have supported us, all of our fans. I mean,
thanks to the fans.
Ann, Rick, Darren, Tony.
Shit, the list is endless.
I mean, the list is endless. I mean, people that just come out, I mean, they've heard our shit over and over and over and over again. They just keep coming back out. And we love you guys.
Bud.
We really do.
Bud.
And Steve Betts.
Betts.
Shelly Girl.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys will get some new new listeners and fans as well. Hopefully.
That is the goal.
Of course, the wife and the girlfriends and...
Yeah, the girlfriends and the wives.
The wives and girlfriends.
I like the big-breasted fans, so please, all you big-breasted fans, please come out.
All the flotillas man out in
boobs.
The crowd.
Not the man boobs.
Don't forget to check these guys out on MySpace, myspace.com/unwritten rules with a Z, all one word, and hit them up on Facebook as well. We'll provide links on the website and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Rock on, America.
Booger.
All right, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks
again.
Rocking Friday night here on the Mick Shane Rock Show. Be glad to hear get you guys back in here with that new CD. And anytime you guys want to come on, just give me a call, man. We'll get you in.
Thanks, Mick. We appreciate it.
We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Bye. Keep it rocking, buds.
Rock on.
Planet Earth.
Unwritten Rule.